We are telling the story of a young Barbadian musician. He is Peter Cox.
Lockdown, lockdown. I'm locked down, I'm locked down.
So far, we've heard that he was into music from the time he was a child, that he participated in various contests, including the Richard Stout Teen Talent Contests, and that he quit music for 15 years after his mother's death sent him into a state of depression. He says life remained tough for quite a while, but then it changed. He got a call from a company that runs the Morella Voyager cruise ship.
They saw me making videos online and stuff like that. At that point in time, I was at another low. I had moved into an apartment, couldn't pay the rent. I had one show on Saturdays. I was at Clay Oven. I was being paid $300, and my rent was $150 a week, and I was paying $100 in equipment rentals because I didn't own my own equipment. So basically, I was making $50 a week, and I was really, 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 really low. And my landlord told me pretty much I had to go. I had to leave the apartment. So I had everything packed up in boxes, but absolutely nowhere to go. Then I got a call from Ted on a Monday saying that they were interested in giving me a contract, and I was on a plane on a Wednesday heading to Liverpool. So I went to Liverpool. I flew into Birmingham, then I caught a train to Liverpool. I did my training there for about 2 weeks. Then from there, I flew to Malaga. Sorry, no, from there I went to Manchester, and from Manchester I flew to Malaga. And from Malaga I flew to Cadiz. And we were in dry dock in Cadiz for a month. Pretty much the ship was under construction. And we were there getting our sets together, and then 7 months later, here I am. I was actually supposed to go home. I was supposed to go home last Sunday, which I would have made 7 months then. But company asked me to extend. So I was the only musician that was asked to extend. Everybody else that I started with has gone home. So a couple weeks ago, they asked me to stay until January. And then just last week, they asked me to stay till April. So that's going to make 12 months on board.
How has this changed your life?
When we first went into service and I went to the kitchens when I went to have breakfast, I literally cried for like at least 10 minutes, and it wasn't tears of sadness. It was just like I couldn't believe how my life had changed from, you know, being literally hungry and almost homeless to, because they treat me like royalty here. Like I've never been treated so good in my life. I have my own cabin. I've never felt any prejudice or any racism here. I've only been met with love, and I like they treat me so good here. Like, I mean, even the guests, like my comments every week are raging. Like I'm able to support my daughters. I feel so good when my daughter said, "Daddy, can you send me a little something?" I said, "Sure, no problem, bye." Because it's like nothing, you know what I mean? But that's just the finances part. Like, I get a chance to... I mean, there are challenges, because I've come from doing one show a week for 245 minutes to four shows a day at 45 minutes. So the first month, it was really hard on my voice. It was really hard on getting my sets up to the standard. At first I was a little bit intimidated because all the other musicians, they were from London and from Spain, and they all went to university They all studied music at a higher level than me. I didn't study music. I play music by ear.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.